Red Business with Jonathan Healy.
Hi there, and thank you very much for joining us. Coming up on this episode, we've got seafood and spa treatments, which is a kind of an eclectic mix, but it'll all become apparent in a little bit. But we're going to begin with a thought process that I went through recently. I was actually down on my holidays in Kerry. Don't tell them, they get excited when you mention it. But I was down there and I saw a butter churn. And the thought crossed my mind about how difficult it used to be to make butter back in the day when you couldn't buy it on the supermarket shelf, which made me far more interested in the people who make the butter today. And lo and behold, the opportunity then presented itself to talk about Ore Butter, which is a butter made by North Cork Creameries. You'll see it on lots of different supermarket shelves. And Stephen Daly is the Dairy Commercial and Operations Manager with North Cork Creameries. Stephen, how are you keeping?
Hello, Jonathan. How are you doing?
I'm very well. I mean, like, it used to involve an awful lot of physical effort, and thankfully you guys have gotten rid of that effort now. But you do take some of the load, don't you?
We do. We do. I suppose, look, at North Cork, we've been producing butter here in the site of Kentork here since 1928. So a lot of history about butter making, I suppose, traditionally, as you mentioned it. I suppose it's deep heritage, in particularly in Cork and Munster, where there was a lot of where butter was exported in the past, a lot of history were from. Mm-hmm.
And presuming still that there is an art in it, isn't there? Yes, there is technology to help you, but you just can't lash it together and hope for the best.
Oh no, I suppose. Look, it goes back to having a quality raw material to start with. I suppose that's the first key ingredient in the success of making a quality product. I suppose then we've butter makers, so we've highly skilled butter makers here on site that have been handling cream daily here to churn it into butter.
Yeah, and they're the guys who produce what we see on our supermarket shelves. And things have been going well for you because you've expanded out to include a lot of the big retailers who carry the brand.
We have, yeah. So we have, I suppose, last year, 2023 in particular, we've seen growth of up to over 93%. So we're in all the major retailers across the country now and growing daily. It's going very well. Very happy.
Yeah, it's always a good sign when more retailers pick up the product because that means the consumer is looking for it. And it's not just the people who work directly in the factory producing the butter. You guys are supporting hundreds of farming families across the North Cork region as well. You're dare I say it, a proper old-fashioned co-op that way.
We are. So North Cork was founded in 1928. So there's about 250 shareholders, active suppliers supplying the milk into the site here in Kentork. So we've milk coming from the north, northwest, Cork, Limerick and North Kerry in here on site. I suppose, look, this huge history and proudness on the, I suppose, the farming families there supplying the milk in here into the site there. And I suppose, look, this is a real true reflection on the quality of products that the shelves there.
Well, every generation has had its challenges. Right now, the biggest challenge for farmers is the weather. It has been absolutely atrocious. I know from just looking out at the fields around my house, because I live in the countryside as well, you know, the cows can't even get out without disappearing into a quagmire, which the farmers don't want to make. It's been a very stressful time for farmers, hasn't it?
It has, yeah. Yeah, look, I suppose, look, it's been nearly raining nonstop since July last year. So it's been a rather difficult time for farmers, I suppose. But look, going back to the butter there, this is a positive image for the dairy industry there, and it's this is real value going back to farm level, like so.
Well, we salute the cows for continuing to produce the cream that produces the butter, regardless of the weather, and the stress that is putting on the farmers. The other thing you've done, I mean, it's hard to improve on perfection, but you have actually brought two new products to the market as well. What are they, and why have you done it?
Yeah, so I suppose we decided to expand our range. So we launched initially our Real Irish Butter in October 21, and I suppose there in recent weeks there we have rolled out a 227 pack size for salted and unsalted. I suppose, look, that was mainly being driven by we have a lot of feedback from our customers there, and they're looking for a bit of variety. 227 would be used for cooking, and the for the baking industry, and the 227 and the unsalted pack. And the two, I suppose, look, some of the smaller households than a 227 pack size.
Yeah.
User friendly.
Yeah, well, it's how big is your fridge is probably the main question. The website is orbutter, that's orbutter.ie, and there's loads of lovely recipes up there as well for things like scones and baking, and if you want to have something for dinner as well. So plenty to look at, plenty on the shelves as well, and plenty of farmers kept going by it. An absolute pleasure to talk to you. Stephen Daly, Dairy Commercial and Operations Manager for North Cork Creameries. Thanks for talking to us on Red Business, Stephen.
Thank you very much, Jonathan. All the best. Thank you.
Now, when you go to the spa to relax, you can easily forget about the people who make the relaxing time possible. And the staff that run the spa are an essential part of what makes a hotel and a spa tick. One of the finest in Cork is at the Kingsley Hotel out on the Western Road. And Melissa Jones is the spa development manager there. Melissa, how are you?
I'm great, thank you. How are you?
I'm very well. Now, technically, you're the Carrigrahan Road. You're just after the Western Road, aren't you?
Yeah, we're just across from the County Hall.
And last time we spoke, I think it was either during lockdown or coming to the end of lockdown, when everybody was kind of getting used to the idea of going out and about and the idea that life could become normal again. I'm presuming you've relaxed a lot of people since.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we've definitely recovered within the industry. I'd work with the Irish Spa Association as well. And you can just see the industry is absolutely booming over the last year in particular. People need the relaxation and the de-stressing, and it's just an ideal place to go for something like that.
Now, I love your story. You didn't start out in the spa, did you?
No, I started out in what I would class as, I suppose, boring office jobs to me, industries that I had no interest in. And I just had this passion to go back to school and retrained as a beauty and spa therapist. And against my father's wishes at the time, I gave up a really, really good job and started from the bottom again as a spa therapist in Foote Island Spa, one of our sister properties. And that was 16 years ago. And I still work for the company to this day.
OK, so they like you and you like them by the sounds of it. And that's a very healthy starting point for any relationship. Tell us a little bit about how the spa has evolved in that time as well, though, because you've had to do different things because the consumer wants different things.
Absolutely. I mean, we've gone back to our roots with regards to spa treatments, and people would think obviously massage is very traditional, but getting really into the core of it, people don't just come to the spa anymore, you know, to get beautiful skin or to remove knots from the, you know, muscles or tension. It's so much more than that. They're looking for a space just to escape, even if it's only for a couple of hours, to recharge, to reset. So we've had to change a lot of our services based on that. And wellness and well-being is a huge part of that. But what we would say is it had to come from the core. So we had to do it with our teams first, before we could extend it out to our customers, that they felt looked after, they felt cared for, they didn't feel burnt out. And then what we knew was working, we extend that out to our customers then.
Yeah, you created something called K-Well, and it goes back to, if the staff are happy, then the customers are happy. But that wasn't the traditional approach that would have been taken in hospitality.
Yeah, absolutely. And I suppose, coming from the, I worked in hospitality when I was 16, 17, which thing as well. But from the spa industry, it's a very difficult job. You know, you're in a treatment room for hours on end in a dark space, no natural light, no fresh air, because, you know, it has to be a warm and closed room. So what we did was we created the therapist care program. And part of that was, you know, we have a space now designated for therapists. They go in between treatments to decompress. There's natural light, fresh air, bean bags, coffee machines. But that space is also used by our customers in between therapist time then as well. So we try to multi-use everything that we do.
And you've also launched a sensory space. What is the sensory space and who gets to use it?
Yeah, we're very lucky. So we've actually recently, our general manager, Fergal, he's incredibly supportive of all the well-being. He saw the benefits of the well-being for the spa staff, and he asked us to consider doing something for the rest of the hotel as well. So it kind of rolled out from there, and it's after turning into something incredible. So we had a space on site, an old garage that has now been converted. So it's a wellness centre completely for staff, not for customers' use. And that's got a fun zone. So it's got pool table, ping pong, TVs, And then we've got the pod, which is a designated meeting and training space completely for staff. And then we have the sensory space, which is something we're very proud of. So our staff can use it throughout the day, whatever time suits them. Generally, people use it kind of maybe around lunchtime, or if they have a 15-minute break, they just go over. It's a dark space with a starlit ceiling in there, bean bags, you know, lovely scents and aromatherapy oils and lovely music. It's just a space for them to go in. There's no talking in this space, so they just go in to relax.
Oh, I'm loving that. So if there's someone in work talking to you, I go, hang on, I have to go into the sensory space here. No, I can't talk to you now. How do you make sure that any of them do any work? Because I'm relaxed listening to this.
Yeah. It does get used, but we actually have designated days. So we do a well-being day once a month for our staff, and we utilise that space as well. It's something actually that's quite popular. So we do a thing called the power nap, and we do it during lunch break. So we run two power nap sessions. So we're very lucky. Obviously, we have resources in the spa, so our spa team would lead a lot of well-being sessions. So they would bring people over to the space. We flat bean bags, cuddle them up with blankets, heated eye masks, aromatherapy oils, and then they're guided through a 20-minute power nap, and then they wake up rejuvenated. Sometimes people don't sleep, they just go there to relax and chill out, but they're going back into the work environment, back into our guests and our customers, more rejuvenated, less stressed, recharged. So it's got such huge benefits.
Well, Melissa, I'm telling you, if that's how you treat the staff, I can only imagine how well your customers are treated. What's the website address if people do want to have a look at the Kingsley Spa?
So it's thekingsley.ie.
Thekingsley.ie, and Melissa Jones and all of the team there will look after you in the same way, by the sounds of it, that they look after themselves. Melissa, it's been an absolute pleasure. Thanks so much for taking the time to talk to us.
You're very welcome. Thanks, Jonathan.
Now, we decided to check in on our next guest because he's just been through what is probably their busiest period, because when everyone is thinking about Easter eggs on Easter Sunday, he's thinking about how can I have enough fish ready for Good Friday. And they are one of the finest seafood producers we have in Cork. Cohan Seafoods, its managing director is Coleman Cohan. Coleman, how are you?
Hi, Jonathan. Thank you for a lovely introduction.
It is a busy time of the year for you, Good Friday, isn't it?
It's the busy week for us in the area. The Irish nation is consuming an awful lot of seafood, thank God. It's healthy, it's quality, and thankfully it's a very busy time of the year.
Tell us a little bit about your operation, because it has been growing an awful lot in recent times, hasn't it?
It has, yeah. We're still relatively a new company, believe it or not. We're only 14 years old, but we've grown massively in those 14 years. We just, as you know, we've just opened our third facility here in Bantry. So whatever you want in seafood, we can produce now, from ready to cook to ready to eat.
And everywhere else in between as well. And you've done a big deal to supply Tesco's. It's a substantial deal. How much are they taking off you?
So currently we do about 15 million with Tesco's. And over the next 2 years now, we'll grow that to 21 million. I suppose going back to 2020, we started off this project. It's going back that far now. And we engaged with Tesco's, and thankfully they came on board with us. They saw the opportunity, and this is the final stage of it now, where we launched our first ready-to-eat products with them last week. The factory's up and running. We have launches happening over the next 4 or 5 weeks, and we're adding a fantastic range of products into their offering.
Yeah, I mean it's dozens and dozens of products. It's not just like raw fish going in to be sold in the fish counter. It is pre-packed in a consumer friendly way. And has the consumer change in how they expect fish? That the idea of going to the fish counter is a bit passé now. They want it, not if not ready to eat, then packaged in a way where they can see it and they can pick it up themselves.
Yeah. Look, I started off as a fishmonger myself. I have a great love of that side of the business. But Cohan's provide convenience to the customer. You know, you can see what you get. It's portioned cut. It's easy. It's easy in use. We add value to a lot of our products. So, you know, you don't have to think about what sauce or what addition you have. We provide it. It's about bringing convenience, but ultimately it's all about quality. And I think solutions or both questions we have answers for here in Cohan. So
yeah, and you talked about the new facility that's just after opening up there. I mean, these are jobs in West Cork, in rural West Cork. You're providing jobs then for the trawler men as well. It's a substantial effort to go to in a part of rural Ireland that otherwise mightn't be seeing much opportunity.
No, unfortunately, West Cork is known for great food and great businesses, but it is very much a rural area, Bantry, and you know it's we're very proud to be bringing good jobs to location. You know, we have a big range of skill sets required within the business, and it's fantastic that we can offer such good employment to local people.
14 years ago, the company was set up. Coleman, I'd say even in your giddiest dreams, you didn't imagine you were going to be at the point that you're at now.
How
have you changed? How has your mindset changed from back in the day when you were a fishmonger with an idea to the point at which now you're shifting 21 million euros worth of product to Tesco?
I suppose maybe, Jonathan, it's the fact that we haven't changed. We're very much the same mindset within the business. It's always about improvement. It's always about the quality of what we produce. Our staff are the same, have the same mindset, thankfully. You know, we're always looking to improve. We're always looking to move forward. We're not afraid to invest. We're not to, you know, if we have a hunch, yeah, planning goes into it, but you know, we go after things, and I suppose that's why we've been successful. We haven't just rested on our laurels. We've pushed forward. We've put investment behind our ideas, and thankfully, not all of them, but a lot of them have paid off.
The last question I'll ask you is a slightly negative one. Everything that surrounded the conversation around Brexit and fishing rights and all that, has that impacted you, or did that make you hungrier for success?
It certainly has impacted us. It's put a lot of extra work on us, a lot of extra cost on us. But, you know, it's certainly created opportunity for us as well. It's created opportunity for us on our home market, but very much so on the export market as well. So it certainly brought its challenges, and I would have preferred to have seen it not happen. But with all those challenges, there's been opportunities, and I think thankfully we've availed of those opportunities.
Well, the website looks great. It's cohanseafoods.ie. If you want to go and have a click on that, you can see what the guys are doing. And Tesco, amongst others, stocking Cohan's of Bantry. It's been an absolute pleasure, and we wish you continued success. Coleman Cohan of Cohan Seafoods.
Thanks very much, Jonathan.
And that's it for this episode. Thank you so much for listening. Sheffer Clear was the producer. Don't forget you can watch Red Business in Focus with thanks to Cork's local enterprise offices right now on redfm.ie and on all our social media channels. But we'll catch you on the next one.
Get the Red Business podcast every week with Jonathan Healy at redfm.ie and wherever you get your podcasts.